I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome back to It's Your Business, show 698. 698 in our original It's Your Business series. Monday in our 10 o'clock hour, Rev, we'll celebrate show number 700.
I'm there.
And we had
700, Bill.
And we had a note this morning. It sounded like our Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch, couldn't be on the show because he had a meeting at 10. Just got a note back. Sorry, we can be on. We've scratched the meeting to be on the show.
Canceled his meeting to be on your show, Bill. Does that make you feel pretty good?
It should.
That's a pretty cool deal.
But the headline in agriculture today is it's leading the truck and the train when it comes to the numbers, up to $6.3 billion impact. He needs to be on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I do.
All right. That's on Monday. Dr. Seuss, South Dakota character, Mr. Lomac, joins us. That's Sam Keysar, board-certified arborist, and Paul DeYoung, Landscape Garden Center. Lots of questions about what we've planted, tree damage, other stuff that probably needs your attention. Mary Howard, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird, weighs in on the best financial tips that will last a lifetime. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, has help for the weekend gardener, golfer, or those that just can't take it anymore. And either Johnny Miller or Adam Scott, whoever is with us this morning, we'll talk golf addiction that have just the place to visit for the U.S. Open this weekend and the next week. They're going to help ladies look to play golf and not slow anybody down. The men probably would say it's about time. Scott Verilek this morning will have the Commodity Inside Report from Coima Kamig. Grains are signaling to sell rallies at this point. Grains signaling to sell rallies. We'll ask about that. Craig Marquardt at Banner Mortgage, loan snapshot of the day.
Grains signaling to sell rallies.
Yeah.
We've just entered the Zortman zone.
Well, we'll straighten it out after 10:30.
Okay.
Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones will also have the Main Street to Wall Street report. We welcome Paul DeJong, Landscape Garden Center, and a guy named Sam Keysar, consulting arborist, board-certified arborist, to the show. They're here just in the nick of time. The bugs are eating us up. We're worried about what's going to happen with all the flooding, all the storm damage. Nice to have both you gentlemen with us. Paul, as we kind of look at where we're at, how green things are, how lovely they are, as we see that and see the moisture, some other things come with it.
Yes, yeah, certainly. The grass is growing. The trees have put on a tremendous flush of growth. You know, a few well back we had the hail, but, you know, that is, I've assured people that, you know, it's early in the year. These trees are full of energy, yet they're going to reflush growth. And in around town here, there were some isolated pockets of pretty heavy hail, but that is, things are going to correct themselves quite readily, other than the gnats have really, and mosquitoes are really coming around.
All right. Now, I know you probably shouldn't ask an arborist or ask somebody that is at a landscape garden center to tell us what to do with those bugs. Do you have any secrets? You know, you go out and visit acreages and all kinds of places. What do you do?
Well, it's interesting. There's a product we've used, and it's very safe. In fact, they say you can put it right on your pets, but it's, if you're going to be entertaining, like an outdoor barbecue or something, 24 hours before or a day or longer, if you spray, it's a cedar oil. It's derived from cedar berries. It's very safe. You can spray the shrubs and the surrounding trees and around in the grass. And I know my older sister did that last year, or her son was having a wedding reception, did that, and there was, like, absolutely no insects to be seen. And that was, you know, a farmyard acreage with horses. So I'm think pretty highly of that. And then, of course, you know, the safety of that product, too. We deal with chemicals, and we try to keep things. We don't overuse chemicals or try to use them as a last result. So anytime you can use a natural, more safe product, that's very high on our list.
What has been very pleasant for us is that Paul was introduced to Sam Keysar, board certified arborist, and kind of cases that you might refer on to Sam would be what?
Right. Of course, think very highly of Sam. He's very educated. He's an ongoing student of the game, I must say. He takes it very seriously. We've been referring a lot of tree problems, whether it be chlorosis on river birch. He helped me consult on some spruce trees east of town. Also, there's just a host of things that he can provide. It's bottom line is how can we give the most professional service to the general public and really bolster or beef up our industry as being the most professional we can be.
Sam, you are new to the area. Well, I don't know at what point you're no longer new because you've been here a few months and we've been talking for several months.
Yeah.
The kind of cases you're seeing right now, it must make you feel good that the trees have been pretty vibrant this year.
Yeah, we've had a great spring so far. You know, the few thunderstorms and things that we've had, a little bit of hail, that's really not any damaging to trees. You know, you start looking at, I was thinking of that on the way here. You think about all the things that trees have to go through in the course of a year to fight off all the problems, whether it be, you know, some hail or storm damage, all the insects that try and chew on them, you know, growing in around sidewalks and concrete and all that sort of stuff. They really do a great job of taking care of themselves. And, you know, what I've seen so far this year is we're going to have a lot of instances of trees being able to be attacked by a lot of native insects because of the severe stresses we've had in the years past, the ice storm, the ongoing drought that we've had, that's really going to allow a lot of the native insects to start causing damage to our trees that normally we wouldn't see. Bronze birch borer, for example. You know, the chlorosis, which we'll always see because of our soils, but also things, I did some treatments on some green ash from a native boring insect that attacks ash trees, very, very similar to emerald ash borer, although not as devastating. But still, you know, because the trees were stressed from the ice storm damage and the drought, that insect was able to get in and start doing a little damage. I was able to come in and easily treat and protect those trees and keep them healthy and keep them long and green and healthy for a long time for those customers.
So we got Paul DeYoung from Landscape Garden Center, and you also subscribe to Dr. Seuss. What is all that about?
Oh, well, that's kind of my, I like to have fun, and I like to have some little slogans and stuff to go along. So I got personalized plates for my pickup that say Lorax, and the Dr. Seuss's character Lorax speaks for the trees. So therefore, now as the only board-certified master arborist in South Dakota, I speak for South Dakota's trees. And so you can even go to my website now by just typing in sdlorax.com, and that'll take you directly to my Aspen Arbor website. And if you go to our Facebook page, I got a big picture of it, of my license plate, and just kind of play around a little bit with that. But it's helps people remember that as a consulting arborist, what Aspen Arboriculture can do for you is we speak for the trees. I speak for the trees and do what's best in the interest of tree preservation and having a healthy urban forest community.
Paul, one of the things that I know you speak for nature with all the things you do, and you like to be able to share the importance of nature with the youngsters.
Yes, we certainly do. One thing that's always near and dear to our heart is we try to do a lot of preschool, elementary tours, do presentations at elementary school, get involved with Arbor Day. So, you know, we're getting more and more removed from agriculture and growing things as we become more metropolitan. So I think it is very important. You get kids engaged. They eat healthier if you can get them involved in planting, whether it be a garden or if they're planting fruit trees with grandpa or just a tree in general. You really are planting not only a work ethic but also a memory.
With all the weather that we've had, the kind of questions you're getting from the public, what do they want to know right now? What are they concerned about?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, you back up a little bit here in the hailstorm. There was a lot of the leaves stripped. A lot of times people ask how much fertilization of trees do you need to do? And part of it is we probably overemphasize as an industry the need of fertilization of trees. And I think Sam can elaborate on that a little bit. Trees are pretty... He mentioned earlier, trees go through a lot of things in their their life year in, year out. And they've been around a long time, and they kind of preserve themselves. Sometimes we mess around too much, whether compacting soils or girdling the tree or building planters around them. Sometimes too much attention can be bad attention. So a lot of times, if a tree's doing fine, make sure it's properly pruned and it's going to take care of itself.
From your side, Sam, you know, we talk about trees, and a lot of people, and we talked with a couple of people today that said, well, just cut them down. That's not the philosophy you have.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, I focus my company on tree preservation. The last thing I will suggest is removal. Unless it's a case of public safety or your home safety or something like that with a structurally deficient tree. But if it's something I feel that we can do to get the tree healthy again and keep it around longer, I will definitely recommend that first before removal. And also what I do along with that in the tree preservation, oftentimes with the care, as Paul mentioned, it's not always comes down to what can we do to tree. It's what could we not do to the tree to let it get healthy on its own. And that ultimately saves the client money down the road. Because some of these care packages or these treatment options that we can do are smaller investments than it would be to remove the tree, and it gets the tree healthy. And now you've still got that tree in your yard providing all the benefits that you get as far as increased property value, lower heating and cooling costs, and just the aesthetic benefits and health benefits that we get out of trees. So by focusing on preservation, not only will I be able to save some people money, but we can keep them around and keep them healthy. And, you know, when we talk about what can we do to the tree, you know, Paul's exactly right. There's a lot of the times leaving it alone is that best option.
I got myself in trouble with my wife over Sam. I will tell you this right now. And, of course, she ran into Paul, and we were actually at the same place at Callaway's one Friday night. But I had told her, I said, Sam doesn't want us to cut down trees if we don't have to. She said, you got a dead tree back there. What are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to show Sam. So Sam actually came out to the house for something else that happened to an ash. I couldn't even tell you what kind of tree it was, except that it looked like it was going to fall on my neighbor's house.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You gave me a call, and I was free. So I came out that afternoon, and you had a green ash with some structural problems that it's ironic, because that's what I talk about, is the earlier you can have someone like myself look at your trees for structural issues and other things like that, the better off you're going to be down the road. But yours was about to split and about to fall over and pretty much destroy the tree. But we were able to catch it in time, some little bit of aggressive pruning to try and correct the issue just for that specific tree. And now that tree should be fine for many, many years to come. But then you had another tree in the backyard that was, how did I put it? I said,
you're both right.
I said, you're both right and you're both wrong.
Paul, he was very smart. He diplomatically, he's got the husband saying one thing, the wife saying the other. You're both right and you're both wrong.
And what it was a tree that was severely declining. It was still alive. But for the state that it was, it being mostly dead, it was a candidate for removal because it really was never going to be able to recover with any type of treatments. And because of its species and everything, it was time for it to be removed, and now you can have a chance to start something new there.
Paul, it brings up to what we had last year, where we didn't have Sam a year ago that was here, somebody to help us. And we had an awful lot of trees that took damage that were down. And we had people come to town that didn't know what they were doing. They weren't licensed. And it was a concern. And I even called my insurance agent the other day when we had this tree that was splitting and said, what do I do? They said, we'll call somebody to remove it. Who do you know? You'll have to go to the Yellow Pages. You know, it would have been nice to have had the insurance agent who has dealt with this for maybe 20, 30 years to have said, this person you can call. And if I hadn't got Sam, I don't know who I'd have wound up with that would have worked with me on my tree.
Yeah, and one thing we'd be happy to do, you know, we offer a lot of consultations, whether it be email, phone, for a fee, we can come out and consult at the yard. Sometimes it's nice to have, and Sam not getting into the actual tree removal part of things anymore. you know, some people try to sell you a bill of goods or oversell you on things, whether it be treatment programs or removal or pruning. So it's nice to have somebody properly educated, professional, and that is as a non-biased opinion, that's not necessarily looking to line their pocketbook. It's actually what is in the best interest of you as a consumer and the best interest of the tree. Because I, for one, even, you know, there's really a lot of layers to our business at Landscape Garden Center, but I still, trees are the favorite part of my business. So I wouldn't go as far to say I'm a tree hugger, but I always seen, you know, removal of a tree is kind of last resort.
Well, it's nice to be able to put these two guys together. Sam Keyser, as he says, the only what?
The only ISA board certified master arborist. It's the highest certification that you can have in the tree care industry. So essentially, I'm the only. I'm the highest qualified person in the state that, you know, other than Dr. Ball, in regards to tree care. And you know, I'm a private company, owner operator, sole employee with my company. That's what I do. I focus on tree preservation, tree care, and really, you know, how can I help the client keep their property as nice as possible and not just, you know, come out and say, your tree's pretty sick. We should just remove it and get a one-time check and be gone.
My wife works with doctors all the time. And the fact that she first met Paul at a restaurant, and we started talking trees. She loved what Paul was saying, except he's never been to the Redwood Forest. And from Sam's end, she says, how do you meet all these guys that know so much about business and they work so well with our property?
Well, a lot of it comes down to, I think Sam you can see that in Sam, and I think of it myself. It's more than just a career. It's part of who you are. Like, analyze trees and plants as I drive down the roadways. I can't imagine anything else. It just becomes so ingrained in you. And it's fortunate to do this for a career where, you know, the work day doesn't drag out, where it becomes part of who you are. And I think you can tell a lot by the person how much they care about it, their job or career. And, you know, if you have a true passion about your industry, you're going to continue to learn. It doesn't stop when you're get out of college when you're 22 years old. It's an evolution of learning things. Practices change year in, year out. And I think as being in this business, you have to continue to improve yourself, surround yourself with the right people, have a network of people that are trying to, you know, really provide the best opportunities for this industry, because the urban forest is important. I say, you know, sometimes when you build a home, one of the last line items you may think about is putting a couple trees in. But really, take the city of Sioux Falls, remove all the trees, and just have the structures and street. It's a pretty stark environment.
Well, I'm happy to have these two guys on the show. They bring something to the nature part of our life, and that should be an important part, that shows working together. And you've got to have people you trust. I trust both of these gentlemen. Sam, who came into our lives late in 2013, and you're what kind of an arborist? Because I always mess it up. You're going to have to straighten me out again.
I'm a consulting arborist, so I focus a lot more on the information side of the business. Small little pruning jobs like what you had, a couple of cuts, a little bit of branches, sure, I can take care of that. Some small little things, I certainly can. But mostly I focus on those things like, you know, tree preservation, some of the disease and pest care, and the information base to make sure that there is an unbiased opinion, like Paul mentioned, that I'm going to be able to come in and give you a true, yeah, this tree really needs to go, or no, it's perfectly fine, don't need to do anything. And along those lines, I had a customer the other day that she was ready to spend what was ever necessary to treat every single one of her green ash trees on her entire property to protect from emerald ash borer. And I met with her, and I looked, and I said, you don't need to spend that money. Your trees are healthy. I said, let's just keep them monitored, keep them healthy. There's a few little things that we can do to get them a little bit healthier. But beyond that, save your money, and we'll wait, because there's not a need for that yet. And because of my business structure and how passionate I am for what I do as a consultant, I'm able to do that and not have to be pressured on, well, I better sell something this time because I got to make payroll or whatever. That's not how I do, or as I operate as a consulting arborist.
And what's your license plate again?
It's Lorax. And so you can get a hold of me and find out everything you need to know about me by just going to www.sdlorax.com. That's South Dakota Lorax. It's Aspen Arboriculture Solutions. And, yeah, sdlorax.com.
Paul, Landscape Garden Center. Been around a long time. How do they find you guys?
Right, just if you're at going down Minnesota Avenue, go past 69th and Minnesota, about another half mile, and we're right on the west side of the road, 338-0706, and email or website landscapegardencenters.com. So we've got a full website, and we're full of product and plenty of annuals left, which I believe are going to, they are on sale right now. So if you need some color that might have got disrupted or you just got a late start on things with the cool spring, we're good to go. A lot of, you know, if we talk a lot about trees this time of year. So if you're looking to add a tree, now's a good time yet at this point. Perennials for adding long-term color to the yard. So great, great season. Got good moisture, good subsoil moisture. So things are looking great for the year.
Paul, Sam, thanks for joining us today on It's Your Business.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Have a great, great day.
Do you have perhaps one more tip for those thinking about retirement?
I do, Bill. Protect your nest egg. You reap the greatest rewards from compound interest when you invest is at its peak. Any steps you can take to preserve that investment, be it taking a part-time job or eliminating unnecessary expenses, can be worth the compound gains in interest.
Good advice as always, Mary. So what should we be doing now?
Well, Bill, whether it's achieving your specific financial goals or preparing for the things that you don't see coming, it helps to always have a plan. There are many professional resources out there that can help. Our office is backed by a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with you to ensure your preparation and planning is appropriate for your current situation and goals.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. Now, feel free to contact Mary, 605-275-2310, if you have any additional questions for the topic we've discussed today, or you can simply visit her website, howardgroupofbaird.com. Hartford, South Dakota has proclaimed with punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens, community pride has put us in that position today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nelson, owner of Hartford Salon Capella. Our business of the month is Tamman Auto and Tire, owned by Lene Redinius. Lene serves as 2014 president of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce. Volunteer of the month is Terry Hagen, who raised the money and provided most of the work for Hartford's new amphitheater.
Hartford has everything you need, a grocery store, professional services, Great Life Golf, and now a WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And Hartford has added Sideline Diesel and Repair and Carl V. Carlson's Chemcast. Jamboree Days, June 19th to the 21st. Click HartfordAreaChamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything.
I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams. Canterbury Village, all in easy living, East Sioux Falls, just east of Sycamore and Madison. Canterbury Village is about people. People like Tom Johnson.
For the last 4 years, we've kind of been searching for a home. When we went to looking for a home with all the amenities on one level, it became a challenge in Sioux Falls. In addition to Canterbury Village having that, no steps, that requirement of our search was met. To see the parties that they had on a monthly basis, to see the sense of community that already exists there, it was a no-brainer for Cheryl and I to be part of that.
Canterbury Village is not in some far-off land. The builder, Brad and Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project. Condo starting in the 260s.
We schedule open houses almost every weekend, but if you'd like a private tour, just call us at 275-0555 or visit us online at youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Mm-hmm.
little bad to the bone.
You feeling bad to the bone today, Bill, are you?
No, not at all. Feeling good to the core.
Good to the core.
I like that.
Okay, yeah.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, joins us this morning. I got to see you yesterday. Quite a little tournament out at Baker.
Yeah, it was a blast to get out there and play. Although it was a windy, windy day, it was a ton of fun just to get out there and play some golf. Don't you think, Bill?
I think it was great. And what I got to see at Baker was what you guys have with Golf Addiction out there.
Yeah, so with the Golf Addiction Zone that we have going on at Baker Crossing, gives those customers, if they're waiting for that tee time, the opportunity to go and swing some balls, maybe for a close to the pin contest, or just to go and play a course that isn't around the area, like a Pebble Beach or a Sawgrass, St. Andrews. We can send you about anywhere out there.
The other thing that you're doing next week, which I think the men in the audience would say it's about time that somebody did this, you're doing it with ladies that don't have to chase golf balls, and the men sitting back there saying, I wish this lady had learned how to play golf. You're going to try to teach them.
We're going to give it an effort, for sure. And, you know, we get a lot of that feedback and coming up with some of these events from our customers, from some of the lady clientele that come in and or the men that come in, just wanting to introduce and or get some more ladies out there golfing away. So next Wednesday night from 7 to 9 at the free ladies golf clinic, where we're going to go through some of the basic fundamentals of golf and try to build your confidence so you don't feel like you're out there maybe slowing somebody down on the golf course or don't feel comfortable swinging because you don't have a good fundamental swing. So hopefully, ladies, if you're listening, and or guys, if you're listening, I encourage you to come in and check it out because it's free and it's half off wine and apps. So it's a win-win-win combination there.
I think you'll be happy to know that your man Adam Scott is 2-under in his play this morning, comfortably inside the cut line, 60 in ties with the U.S. Open. He's now tied for 28th. He's on the 14th hole. He's plus one, still in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, it's the start of a fun weekend with the U.S. Open. And if you watch golf, the best part about it is the fact that some of these people that get out there and play really well. Unfortunately, it's not me. And that's why I got to continue to work on that game, whether it's at Golf Addiction or out on the golf course.
You do good work at Golf Addictions. It's at 57th and Marion. The leader, by the way, this morning is Martin Keimer. None of us picked him. He's 4-under after 12 this morning, 9-under on the tournament, a 7-shot lead. But don't they have to play 72 holes?
They do. There's a couple more days yet, so I'm not worried yet. Adam Scott will come through and bring home a victory. I'm pretty confident in that.
Adam Scott.
There you go.
Addiction. We appreciate that. And we'll try to get out one of these days and have some aiming fluid with you.
Fantastic. You guys have a great day and enjoy some golf.
All right. Another member of the golf party on Wednesday was a little busy this last Wednesday. That's Mr. Etc. Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. You were in line having dents looked at on your car. How'd that come out?
It turned out pretty well, I guess, Bill. Now it's the estimate's done. Now it's just a matter of finding time or finding a shop that we'll have time to get it into and get the repair work done.
So while you were out there, you have been the bagologist for some time. You're also the pant guy to some of these that are looking at that July 14th golf tournament that will help face it together.
I keep hearing that rumor. I have no idea what they're talking about.
I had an idea when you walked in with them a week ago as to what they were talking about.
I wish my personal game would warrant those type of pants.
I can understand that. Don't want to call any attention to any part of your swing. But Golf Etc., for those that don't know, located in the shadows of O'Gorman High School, Billion, and, of course, right near that Firehouse Sub place.
Right next to Firehouse Subs, yep.
All right, so if somebody had some needs today, how do they reach in? How do they come in to Golf Etc. and let you maybe tweak that game as we get closer to the 4th of July?
Walk-ins are always welcome. I'm not going to be in the store today, however. Or you can call the store, 361-8333.
Paul Doherty, who survived the hailstones the other night. Was your hail as big as golf balls?
You know, I was out at the golf course when it happened, and the green out there looked like it was literally covered with golf balls.
So even a guy that can solve a golf swing, maybe have funny colored pants, can't always predict the weather and protect his car,
against... Can't protect my car. Couldn't be done.
All right, Paul, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes this morning. Hope you enjoy your time. If you find some of those orange pants that I can't seem to find at another vendor in town, let me know about that. It'll go with that bag that we bought out there, the Sun Mountain bag.
You know, I think you just gave me a little mission to check into. Maybe I can find some of those.
All right. Paul Doherty, Golf Etc., you have a good weekend as well.
Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, we'll visit with Todd Neuberger, Main Street to Wall Street from Edward Jones, and see if John from Valentino's 41st and Willow is taking our calls just before the doors open. One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Austed, we got your game. We are one fun store today.
The weather's warm, the courses are in great shape, and our huge spring golf sale is going on now. Hi, folks. Dave Austed with Austed's Golf. Well, it took a while to get out on the course, and big manufacturers like TaylorMade, Callaway, and Ping panicked, and they dropped their prices like a rock. So that means we've got some ridiculous deals on everything in our stores. From drivers to irons, golf balls to apparel, our stores are packed. You'll save big on TaylorMade irons, Adidas shirts, Cobra drivers, Bridgestone balls, and hundreds of more deals. And here's something really cool. Stop at Austed's today and take the new Big Bertha for a test drive, and you'll automatically be in a drawing to win the same amount of money Phil Mickelson wins at the U.S. Open, up to $1.5 million. How awesome is that? If there's ever been a time to shop Austed's, this is it. Our huge spring sale is on now. See you soon, or online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Oh, we've got good game. Your Austed's golf store.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Busy show this morning, and we appreciate all of our guests being with us. Reminder, the 700th show, 10 o'clock hour, the Ag Hour on Monday. We're already lining up guests. It'll be a special show. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, has the Main Street to Wall Street report. And as always, Todd will be in that 700th show.
Nice.
Hey, Bill. Good. I might even be in that. I'm almost sure I'm in that first 100, if not the first, like, 10.
You know, there's not many of those that are, and you would probably be one of four. That would be my guess.
I'm in the hunt, I think.
You're in the hunt, absolutely.
It's been a great ride. 700's a big number.
Well, thank you.
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. Stocks are moderately higher as investors are assessing escalating tensions in Iraq, along with its latest round of corporate news. Intel is rallying after the manufacturer of microprocessors hiked second quarter and full year revenue projections on stronger than expected demand for personal computers in their business segment. Additionally, Priceline announced it would acquire online restaurant reservation service provider OpenTable for $2.6 billion. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is technology. The worst performing sector is consumer discretionaries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 43 points at 16,777. The S&P 500 index is up 6 at 1,936. And the NASDAQ is up 15 points at 4,312. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 142 million shares. Advancers are outnumbering decliners by a 3-2 margin. In commodity markets, gold is up 40 cents at 1,273, silver up 7 cents at 1,961, and crude oil prices are hovering at about 106.50. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics still down at $11.82. Citigroup down 49 cents at 47.48. Raven up 29 cents at 33. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at 10.32. And Meta Financial Group is up 27 cents at 39.15. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing this Wall Street to Main Street report. Bill and Rev.
All right. Sounds like you got everything in order. The market's in place. You're watching closely. And if people want to know what you're seeing, what they might do about it, what do they do to reach you?
Or pick my brain, you're welcome to call me at 605-371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com.
You do good work, Todd. Let's stay back
at you, Bill. Enjoy the great weekend.
Rain
or shine, it's a summer weekend.
Absolutely.
Bye, guys.
Well, we pick up on John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. It's the big June the 13th. Friday the 13th. And John, it's a Flag Day weekend.
It sure is. And today, of course, is Fish Fry Friday.
Well,
even if it is the 13th.
There, mm-hmm. I know. Does that bother you at all? Make any difference to you?
No. No.
So you got that under control.
Yep.
You got the food under control.
Yep.
And my guess is that if Reb came in, you might have a little pizza that he'd like and maybe a couple of different things that are one and two on his list.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We got his favorite, and it's a bacon cheeseburger. And then we just brought out probably a second or third favorite, the buffalo chicken Alfredo thin crust pizza.
Ah, yeah. That's the one right there.
Well, and you can carry out, and you do have a brunch on Sunday, the hours on the brunch.
We open at 9 o'clock, and it'll be a great Father's Day brunch. Of course, we have a lot of different breakfast items, scrambled eggs, ham, sausage, bacon. We make our own biscuits and gravy. We make our own muffins, and we get some of the best French toast and waffles in town.
You know, I would guess for most fathers, if you gave them two choices, and one of them was Valentino's at about 82%, would say, let's go to Valentino's for Father's Day brunch.
Well, thank you.
Well, don't be surprised if I drag my dad in there Sunday evening for Father's Day.
Well, great. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Thanks. All right. Doors are open, 41st and Willow, Valentino's. John, we appreciate that. Appreciate our listeners. Rev appreciates you. Good music this weekend. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for your